When the UW trustees met last week, the campus was abuzz with concern about proposed changes to the authority of the board. What the administration is calling a routine update to university regulations was seen by some as a power grab that would give trustees the ability to more easily eliminate academic programs and axe faculty. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a look at what's behind that sense of insecurity.
Donald O'Toole has been a professor of veterinary science at UW for 28 years. But he says over the last 4 years, he and his coworkers have felt increasingly insecure about their jobs.
I always give really lousy advice, but if I was going to give advice to the administration, the advice would be, in real terms, in a real way, indicate to the employees of this university, which have been loyal, you value them.
O'Toole, who is the new chair of the Faculty Senate, says regulations that were recently up for approval by the Board of Trustees further undermined a sense of trust on campus. They would have given the trustees the ability to speed up the process of budget cuts in the case of financial crisis. The issue is when faced with a $42 million cut from the state in 2016, the trustees had some hard decisions to make, and they found the process cumbersome. But ultimately, they were able to eliminate over 300 positions. So O'Toole questions why changes are needed.
I think it's not a wise move to say to the employees of a university, we're making this change so it is easier for us to fire you. It's not really a morale builder.
O'Toole and the Faculty Senate voiced opposition to the new regulations. In response, the trustees formed a subcommittee with representation from the faculty to come up with a compromise.
I'm hopeful that we'll get something that is acceptable to the administration, to the trustees, and to the employees of the university.
David Jewell, Associate Vice President for Financial Affairs, says strengthening communication and collaboration is high on the administration's list, but that shared governance is alive and well on campus. The trustees' willingness to work with faculty on the regulations is a sign of that.
I don't believe wholeheartedly that they're looking for agility to get into the day-to-day management of the University of Wyoming. But I do think that they want it from a sense of if there were a financial crisis.
Jewell has been charged with implementing a new financial management system that he says will help the university better weather state funding fluctuations in the future. And he adds that despite cuts, the state still funds over 50% of UW's budget.
If you look at the number of other states and their flagship or land-grant universities, it's almost the inverse. Some call it the privatization of public higher education. The majority of other universities in this country, state universities, are funded by tuition dollars and less by state appropriations.
Jewell says he sees an administration and a board of trustees that's working hard to guarantee a robust future for the university. But it's understandable that in the wake of major layoffs, that faculty and staff are hypervigilant about changing policies and procedures. And there are forces beyond the internal politics of the university that add to fears about why trustees want more power and what they might do with it. A question that perhaps needs to be asked is whether some of this isn't coming straight out of the Republican National Platform. The bullet point on improving higher education specifically says that trustees, quote, have a responsibility to the taxpayers to ensure that their enormous investment is not abused for political indoctrination, close quote, suggesting that state legislators and trustees should feel empowered to cut public universities where liberal ideas circulate. So in a state that turned out for Trump in record numbers, why wouldn't the Republican national agenda creep into what's happening to the state's only four-year university?
I just can't imagine that those kind of things are entering into the mindset of any of the trustees.
Casper businessman and Republican Dave True has been on the UW Board of Trustees since 2013. This year, he was nominated to be the board president.
I quite honestly don't have a clue as to what that platform says. So it certainly is not a guiding principle for me.
Laramie Democratic State Senator Chris Rothfuss says from time to time there are conservative voices in the legislature that want to control what's taught at UW by making cuts.
As you look at the history of the university, even over the last couple of decades, there have been times when those calls have been louder than others, particularly related to, for example, the carbon sink.
Rothfuss is referring to a controversial piece of public art displayed on campus that was perceived as anti-coal.
Fortunately, so far, the legislature and the trustees have been above that.
And while the university trustees might not be actively trying to erode public education, they aren't strongly advocating to stabilize state funding for the university either. The majority of funds come from energy industry revenues, which are susceptible to boom and bust cycles. It was a bust that led to that last $42 million cut. Not only were positions eliminated, but faculty turnover spiked, which many on campus attribute to the insecurity that's felt.
As we look forward, we do need revenue diversification. There's a lot ahead, so it's hard to say what the future holds in terms of revenues for the university and from the legislature.
Rothfuss says the need to diversify state revenue streams is a message that trustees should be communicating. They're appointed by the governor to be vigorous advocates for the future needs of the university. But Trustee True disagrees.
Trying to go to the legislature and encourage them to diversify the tax base or get into that, what I would think of as lobbying on policy issues, I just don't think that's the part of a trustee.
If the trustees aren't going to use their authority to advocate for the university, that leaves it up to the people of Wyoming to express whether or not they value access to higher education. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.